Terry is here because she works for volunteering in Northumberland and she is selling it to the public.
Yes.
Well, you are there. Encouraging people to volunteer in and around Alnwick, I presume. Terry, just a little brief discussion about what you do.
Well, Volunteer in Northumberland is a project that promotes volunteering in North, well, the whole of Northumberland. I work in North Northumberland. We have an office in Ashington. We are a project of Wansbeck CVS, but I speak to volunteers anywhere north of Morpeth up to Berwick.
Right, Terry, volunteering in Alnwick, is it possible?
Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, you're a volunteer, aren't you, Tom?
2 hours a week, I'm afraid, is what I'm limited to.
And your dad, Ewan, is a volunteer as well?
He is, we both are. Runs in the family, you could say.
Well, you'd be surprised by how many people do volunteer. I mean, just under half the population of England and Wales volunteers on a regular basis. I'm here to promote volunteering to everybody in the north of the county, including Alnwick. People can get in touch with me by mobile phone.
By mobile phone. Do you have a number for that?
Yes, that's 07900.
07900.
998.
998.
933.
933. And that's if they're interested in volunteering.
That's right, yes. We have a website, which is
thevolunteercentre.org. Thevolunteercentre.org, right.
And you can also find us on Facebook if you search for Volunteering Northumberland.
All right, so what sort of things would they be doing if they were volunteering in Alnwick? Any example sort of jobs or tasks?
Well, Lionheart Radio, of course, is the first one that springs to mind.
Bit of a fun one as well, though it can be stressful when you've got troublesome guests who keep playing on their phones.
We also have the Citizens Advice Bureau, Alnwick and District MenCap, who look for organisers. There's Alnwick Community Development Trust, they look for people to work at the youth hostel. There's the International Music Festival, Alnwick Garden. Tell me when to stop.
Yes, there is quite a few. There is. I must admit, you are listing them off quite. So if they were to text you or ring you, you could put them in touch with someone who works for the respective organisation.
Absolutely. We ask people to fill in a short form just so that we can get to know what their interests are and their hobbies and so on. And then we try to put them in touch with an organisation that's suitable.
So why would they volunteer? Why not?
For all sorts of different reasons. For some people, they just want to help other people. They get a warm glow of satisfaction from feeling that they've helped others.
I suppose that's a very good reason, yes. So what are the benefits other than that? You know, is there anything?
Well, you can try new things out. I mean, if you wanted to be a presenter for a little while on a local radio station, you can volunteer to do that.
And scare everyone away, yeah. I suppose it's possible.
Well, you've got to make a better job than you, Tom.
Exactly. I'm scared they'll all come rushing in and then usurp my slot, won't they?
It must be nice to be supported by your dad.
Oh, he's always wanted to, you know, try and encourage me to do new things.
You can learn new skills just as you have, Tom. Meet new people. It can help to build up your confidence. If, for instance, you've never had a paid job, it can help to build up your confidence to go and do that. You can add things to your CV.
I suppose it's also where work experience, exactly, because they say if you've got any experience, then you say no, and so you have to go and volunteer for, you know, 6 months or to a year, and then that's some experience when you do go and ask for a job.
And in a way, it doesn't really matter what it is you're doing. So contact me on my mobile. That's 07900. 998 933, and you can visit the website, which is thevolunteercentre.org, and you can visit us on Facebook if you search for Volunteering in Northumberland. Some of the other organisations, Tom, in Alnwick who are looking for volunteers at the moment are Bailiffgate Museum, who are always on the lookout for people to help out in the museum. They're a volunteer-led
organisation, museum. Yes, they are, aren't they?
Hospice Care looks for people to generally help out, to help with fundraising and with driving as well, which is often appeals to men who are looking to volunteer. There are slightly more unusual options. For instance, SHAC, which stands for Safe Homes and Kindness, and they look after dogs who are on their last chance. Some of them have been heading towards being put down, and this charity will take them in. Never put a healthy dog down. And then there is the likes of the Northumberland Cricket Board. We're always looking for people to help out with cricket clubs.
Well, there you are. You see, obviously the cricket takes my fancy, although I'm not very good. I'm not sure if being good is a requisite.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, that's
anybody
good.
Anybody can help.
Because I am dreadful. I think I'm pretty awful.
There's no requirement to actually play the game.
Well, you see, in that case, it might just... you see, if there was, though, I think I'd probably just you know, wilt. I always got forced cricket upon me, but I was never very keen. So like the idea of just standing there and letting a ball getting thrown at you as hard as they possibly can.
Well, I think it's just great to prove that there are all sorts of options for all sorts of people, and it isn't. There are some great charity shops, mm-hmm. but an awful lot of people think that volunteering is just working in charity shops, and it's not true at all. There are lots of things you can do.
There's a whole wide variety. As long as you're willing to volunteer, willing to take away some of your time and give it to other people, there's a wide variety of jobs out there in Alnwick.
Absolutely.
Waiting for you. That's great. So now, Terry, thank you very much for being with us on
thank
the Eclectic
you very
much, Show.
Tom.